Hello there. This is Elizabeth Dylan Harris, and I am currently sitting on the couch in my flat at the FSU Study Center, located on Great Russell Street in London, England. Today is Monday, July 6th of 2009, and this Monday, I have a question for you, dear listeners. What did you do this weekend? Maybe saw a movie, went clubbing, ate out somewhere fancy, or something along those lines? How about something a little more extreme? That, my friends, was my weekend. This past Friday, I took a train to the western edge of Europe in the Pembrokeshire Coast National Park, stayed in an eco-adventure lodge at Preseli Venture, went hiking, coast steering, and surfing, and met some of the greatest people I think I'll ever meet. Folks, I found happiness, and it resides on the coast of Wales. After the trip, I spoke with Christy, a fellow FSU adventurer.
It's really good to remind the people. Tell somebody where, from the minute we saw them off the train to the minute we left, they were loving you, open, and they were such good teachers as far as positive reinforcement. Excellent, brilliant, wonderful, lovely. They were always saying something positive where you never wanted to give up, even when you were so tired.
Oh no.
I also had Christy tell us of a particularly funny and quite memorable accident that happened during our coast steering adventure.
So, you couldn't get the wetsuit on. We know that. You had a lot of trouble getting that wetsuit to fit.
I think because they gave me an 8, I should have had a 10. Oh. I think they were trying to stick me into something that didn't fit me, but it got me in it.
They did. But you required a lot of assistance.
John, I would have not been able to get
in there. John had to wrap his arms around you and pull the wetsuit up.
I prayed for John, but he looked pretty happy.
I remember him saying, I don't want to touch your bum.
Then we're like, go for it, just get them over the bum.
It seemed just like then he was like, now I'm all over your bum.
This is your reward for getting this suit on me.
You almost fell over getting out of the wetsuit, wasn't it? Or was it getting out of the van? What happened there?
I was trying to take the wetsuit off of my legs, which was the reason why I couldn't get it on in the first place. And I went to fall, and I grabbed the first thing that was there, so I went to fall, and it just happened to be something I shouldn't have touched.
And then he was like, you just grabbed my knob! You grabbed my knob!
Coast steering is a relatively new sport that involves swimming, climbing up rocks, and jumping off cliffs. Jackie tells us about her experience with the sport.
I was really scared to jump off the rocks, like absolutely terrified. I was really, really scared, and I wasn't about to do it, but then he was like, if you don't do it, you're going to regret it. And so when I did it, it was amazing, and I definitely would have regretted it had I not done it.
Yeah.
But it's always hard to look right over the edge and look straight down. Even though it's not that high, it seems incredibly.
Yeah.
The trip was also the perfect opportunity to make some new friends, one of which was Caitlin.
We were like family in like a matter of hours.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I'll never forget Hells.
Helen, or Hells as everyone called her, was the barwoman at Preseli Venture, and like Caitlin said, she's just one of those people you never forget.
She woke up her kids one morning and she brought in a basket of water balloons. She said, get up. You're not brushing your teeth. You're not eating breakfast. You're not going to school. You're not doing anything before all these water balloons are gone. And her kids just went out in the street and had a water balloon fight at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
So from the sound of it, me and Caitlin are moving to Wales.
I definitely enjoyed this weekend.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best weekends of my life.
Same here. I think I'm moving.
Yeah? We can move to Wales together.
Alright, roomies.
Roomies.
Absolutely.
For sure.
The adventure I had this weekend was full of incredible sights. And honestly, as corny as it sounds, it taught me that in actuality, I can accomplish anything. Some of the most memorable moments weren't just seeing some of the most awesome views in the world, but meeting some amazing people. Libby, Charles, John, Helen. People that live above and beyond any adjective I could use. And I know I'm going to see them again. I'm not only going to remember the hiking, co-steering, and surfing, but also sitting outside with everyone, playing guitar, jamming out, and enjoying life.
Baby, baby, how was I supposed?